Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from the book of Revelation, chapter 21 and verse 5. It says, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, it is said that the Titanic sank because of cheap rivets and poor planning. Faced with a shortage of quality bolts, the shipbuilders used substandard ones that popped when the ship hit the iceberg. So my question to us is, how sturdy are the bolts of your faith? Reinforce them daily with God's word. Seasons of in-depth prayer and fortifying fellowship is of paramount importance for our faith to be fortified and our life to be steady in the Lord Jesus. Describing signs of the end times, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24 verse 8, "All these are the beginning of birth pains." And birth pains signal the onset of the final push. You know, I was there with my wife for the delivery of my sons. I could see how the midwife would encourage her to push the baby. It was hurting for a while, but after that, it's going to get better. That's what she would say. So, that's what Jesus is saying here. You know, he's saying that there'll be, you know, these are beginning of birth pains, because afterwards something beautiful is going to happen. And that's what Jesus offers us, the same assurance about the end time events. We are in the final hours, just a few pushes away from delivery. The signs of the time are telling us that Jesus is coming soon. There is going to be a huge worldwide harvest that will take place before the coming of the Lord. The gospel is going to be preached to every human being on the earth. And today, technology is helping us to do that. So praise God for that. Hallelujah. Right? John said, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down," right? New earth. "For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be their God. He will wipe away tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new." Revelation 21, 1 to 5. My dear brothers and sisters, people everywhere are searching for answers. So don't isolate yourself. Engage yourself in the society with the people and get them saved. Your goal is not to go to heaven and get out of this world in one piece. It is to take as many people as you can to heaven along with you. Amen. Would you take that onus of praying for the nations, sharing and preaching the word of God, sharing your testimony, and winning souls for Yeshua? Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are so, so grateful to you. We humble ourselves before you this morning and we acknowledge your lordship over our spirit, our soul, and our body. Lord God Almighty, we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice to you, holy and acceptable. Let this be a reasonable and a spiritual service unto thee, O Lord. I pray, Lord, we know that you are coming soon, And Father, you are about to make all things new, and we thank you for that. We know that you will wipe away our tears, and you will, O Lord, take away every sorrow and every pain, and death will have no more dominion. And we thank you for that. Lord, even today, for the righteous ones, death has no dominion, sin has no dominion over our lives, and we give you the praise for that. I pray, prepare us for your return. Prepare us for your soon coming, that we will be ready in our spirit and soul and body to meet with you midair. I, Lord, lift up the flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them and be with them and uphold them with your right righteous hand and keep them from the evil one. I pray, Lord God Almighty, for the ones who may be grappling with health conditions. I speak healing into their bodies in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Therefore, Lord, I send forth, O Lord God Almighty, the power of your Spirit to manifest upon them. And they will be, O Lord, encouraged, and they will be blessed with health and salvation. We give you the praise, glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.